A tough pill to swallow for this Beaver team, a 5-0 loss to Clarkson. And Coach, what was your message to your team after tonight's game?
Well, we just obviously I'm not going to take anything away from Clarkson, but I just said I didn't think they were 5-0 better than we were. You know, we just we just talked about again the little things. I thought we just we turned the puck over way too many times. We were too loose in the neutral zone. Gave up a lot of outnumbered opportunities. Left Hannah hanging all by herself too many times. They're too good of a team to play like that.
When Adrian Evangelist got injured there in that first period, I could feel the air come out of the tires. She definitely has such a presence on the ice. Missing her out there was pretty tough, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, it was. I challenged the group. As a group, I didn't think the D played very good. I thought our gaps were poor. I thought we turned the puck over way too many times. They're better than that. So. When Vandy went down, that didn't help.
It's tough when you take that many penalties, but your special teams came up pretty good. 3-for-4 on the PK. Power play was stopped here tonight. You guys got a lot of shots on net during the power play, but just weren't able to get anything past Pachecznik. What do you guys need to do tomorrow to kind of stay out of the box and maybe be a little bit more disciplined?
Well, the penalties weren't, the one on Raley in the first period was unfortunate. I thought at that point we were actually dominating the play. I think we were up shot 6-1. We had a great start. We had a great start to the game. We were moving our feet. We were doing everything we wanted to do. We were getting pucks deep. We had a great F1. We were turning it over. And we just, Gabby Smith just missed puck. She thought it was in. She started celebrating. And unfortunately, that penalty kind of changed the momentum. They generated a lot of shots on that first power play, and I thought they certainly started playing with a little bit more confidence. And they locked us in a few times there in the first period. So I know there was a penalty, another penalty on Raley. Unfortunate. It was a 4-on. I think we were up on a power play at the time, but it wasn't like they were bad undisciplined penalties. It was just the way the game was called. So. But you're right on our power play. I thought both of them, we generated some really good chances, especially that last one. I thought we generated some really good chances. We just couldn't get anything by her.
17 block shots for your team as well. But you can't give up that many opportunities. I know those goals that were scored by Clarkson, I think one or two were turnovers, and the other three were like just tic-tac-toe plays. How do you stop that?
Got to manage the puck better. Got to manage the puck better. You got to take good care of it coming through the neutral zone. Ideally, when they touch the puck there, they got 200 feet to go to get to our net. But when you turn it over and you only have 60 feet, it's a little different. And they're very good in their transition. They got some very skilled players. And once that puck turns over, they're going. And their defense are active. So they put a lot of pressure on you. So just, again, it just magnifies how important managing that puck is.
Coach, what is the status of Adriana?
We'll see.
Okay. What's it going to take to get a win here tomorrow?
Well, the best thing about today is we get an opportunity to come back tomorrow and do something about this game. That's what we talked about. So, we're going to get a chance to watch the film. We'll point out there was a lot of positives that happened at various points of the game, particularly early in that first period. But then there's going to be a lot of teaching clips, the areas that we got to get better at. So. But you know what? They're a resilient group, and I know we'll be ready to play tomorrow night.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Coach. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Kelly.